I'm sure, like me, you've been very hurt by hurtful words and haven't always responded well to them. Well, here in Psalm 7, we have, I think, some help with this. Verse 1, a meditation by David, which he sang to Yahweh concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. Now, I have said before that the titles of the Psalms are at times quoted in the New Testament as if they're inspired, and I think we should treat them as inspired. That this is also the Word of God. And in fact, in the Russian Bible, you will notice that a lot of the Psalms are one verse out to the English one, English version, and that's because the title is verse 1, so that throws all the verses out, as it were, by one verse if you're comparing with the English. So, this is a meditation by David, which he sang to Yahweh concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. Well, Cush is literally the black one of Benjamin. I think that this must be about Shimei, and he's calling him the sort of the black one, the black dog of Benjamin. And I think that it's referring to that time when David is on the run from Absalom, and Shimei curses David and throws rocks and stuff at him and stones, as if he's stoning David. And of course, David did deserve death by stoning for what he'd done. And it's as if Shimei is cursing him for that and saying, this is what you deserve. You deserve death. And sons of Zeruiah say, let's go and cut his head off. And David says, don't do that. No, no, let him curse. And he, as it were, overcomes the feelings that he must have had as a result of Shimei cursing him. But unfortunately, at the end of his life, when he's on his deathbed, he says to Solomon, bring down his grey hairs with blood upon them to the ground, to the grave. It's as if, unfortunately, he doesn't maintain that level of forgiveness of this man right until the end. And you can forgive somebody at one point in your life and mean it genuinely, but not maintain that intensity until the end. Or later, the bitterness and the memories, I'm afraid, flood back. And David is a warning to us in this. But for the moment, let's just think how he copes with these words. Well, he says in response to them, Yahweh, my God, I take refuge in you. Well, he's alluding to the cities of refuge. Well, David sees himself as needing to flee somewhere because he's being chased by the Avenger of Blood, and there were cities of refuge, but absolutely he could not go to any one of them because Absalom, his son, was going to chase him there and kill him. So where could he go? He threw himself upon God. You are my city of refuge. And, of course, that is alluded to by Paul in Hebrews, when he says that we have fled for refuge to the great hope that is set before us in Jesus, as if he is for us our city of refuge. So, in another place, David says that God will keep him safe from the strife of tongues. So, it's as if he sees himself as in a city, which is God, surrounded by the strife of tongues, people throwing horrible words at him. He says in verse 2, having said, I take refuge in you, lest they tear apart my soul like a lion, ripping it in pieces while there is none to deliver. Well, he says this because of the words of Cush the Benjamite, the black one of Benjamin, whom I suggest is Shimei. So you see there the power of words. That if you're not going to protect me from these words are going to tear apart my soul. They're going to rip it in pieces. And you see in the book of Job the agony which words can cause. That words really are barbs and spears, etc., that can be thrown. And again, the Proverbs talk about words in that same way. There is a great power and a great potential pain in words, which is why we have got to control our tongues, because there is so much power in our words. Even if you think you are powerless, generally, you've still got a tongue, and you can still say things and write things in communication, which is more the way these days. The tongue has almost been replaced by fingers on a screen or keyboard, you can do great damage with your words. And so he says, David says, that God, I take refuge in you. Keep me safe from these words of this man. And as I say elsewhere, he says, keep me safe from the strife of tongues. It's as if he really does feel, as he hears those painful words, God, help me. And he runs to God. Now, this ideally, I say ideally because this is an area in which we so easily fail. When you hear those hard words, or read, more to the point these days, those hard words off a screen, and they are barbs and spears, etc., run to God. He is your refuge, and run urgently, like the person who accidentally murdered somebody had to run immediately into the city of refuge. And God will somehow keep you safe from those words. Not simply from the fulfillment of them, if they're threats, but from the simple pain of them. Lest, he says, verse 2, they, that's the words, tear apart my soul like a lion, ripping it in pieces. That's what words do to people. That's what messages coming off a screen do to people. That's why some people get a text message or they get a series of communications on social media, a set of words on their screen, and they go and hang themselves. They go and kill themselves. That's the power of it. So don't underestimate it. Don't underestimate the pain which words cause. And run to God. Tell him about this. This is why the psalm begins with David saying that this is what I sing to Yahweh. This is what I sung to Yahweh concerning the words of this black one of Benjamin, Shimei, the supporter of Saul, the house of Saul, who tried to stone David and show him that you're a sinner, you're this, that, and the other. And it did hurt him. And he runs to God. That is all you can do. The natural reaction, of course, is to shoot back, is to take his head off, as the sons of Zeruiah wanted to do at that time. The natural reaction is to trade insult with insult. And yet, the way out is to run to God, to recognize the pain of words. And yet we all tend to think, eh, it's only words, I'm not really hurt by it, but I'm very annoyed about it. Now look, see how weak you are. We are all very weak in this area. Run to God for refuge. And he will put this invisible barrier, this psychological barrier, if you wish, around you.